2019-592, Shirley H. Rosansky seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for proposed structure, section 115-42, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Laws Point Road within the Swan Key subdivision. The 911 address is 37020 Laws Point Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. Tax parcel is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 284. They're asking for a 2.9-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for proposed structures. We have two letters of support, one letter of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
Hi, I'm Diane Barrett. My permanent address is 815 Scarlet Drive, Towson, Maryland, 21286. We also have a property in Swan Keys. Okay. That address is 37034 Canvasback Road, Selbyville. Excuse me.
That's all right.
19975.
Thank you. Sir?
I'm the emotional support husband. My name is Paul Barrett. I live at the same address as 815 Scarlet Drive, Towson, Maryland, 21286. That's has been permanent. I just retired, so it may change. Seasonally, for the last 15 years, we also have a place in Selbyville. 37034 Canvasback Road, Selbyville, 19975.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to thank you for this opportunity. I'm here on behalf of my mom, Shirley Rosansky. She's 88. She had made plans to be here. I'll get through this. About a week ago, she had a serious fall down her basement stairs. So she's been in University of Maryland shock trauma. Although she just got transferred, she's still very serious. So I promised myself I wouldn't cry. Just bear with me. This house has been a dream of my mom's for years. My dream's been able to help her achieve this. To stay on track and not ramble or get emotional, I hope it's okay that I read from my notes. We're asking for the variance to place the set of stairs and the heat pump with the platform in the setback area. It's for three reasons: safety, practicality, and efficiency. Regarding the uniqueness of the property, hers is the smaller 40-foot wide property. It cannot be otherwise developed. She had purchased this property in 2003. At that time, it was a single wide mobile unit on the property. The new stairs and this heat pump with the platform are going to be based in the same area that the prior ones were based, yet the new ones will have a smaller footprint than the original. I provided a copy of the old house, and the old house is set so that the one side of the house was only 5 foot from the property line, and the back of the house is 6 foot, or was 6 foot, from the property line. The stairs from the old house were perpendicular, and they actually went into and ended in the neighbor's yard, and the sidewalk that was being used, I believe it's 3 foot wide sidewalks, were totally in the neighbor's property. So the new sidewalk, I mean, the new stairs would be completely inside my mom's property. I had submitted a letter of support from the owner of that property, but I found out this evening that she has since changed her mind and will share her side shortly. There's also a letter of support from the neighbor on the opposite side. The new stairs would be parallel to the house, completely on my mom's property. My understanding is that code requires 36-inch platform, but if you allow us to do a smaller one, we'll be happy to do so. I believe the door is 31 inches. The stairs are needed for safety reasons. Mom has difficulty walking. We needed to have an exit closer to the bedroom. That would be this utility room. And the main purpose is for emergency, not for daily use. And we also wanted to have an exit on each side of the house. Regarding the heat pump, it would be in the same location as the former one. It provides more efficiency because it'd be closer to the electrical panel. It's actually going to be smaller I believe the old platform was demolished, but I believe the old platform was 4 foot. This platform for the new heat pump, well, the heat pump will be smaller than the old air conditioning system, but it's supposed to be 36 inches versus 48 inches. Cannot otherwise be developed. We have the 40-foot limitation, and there's no other place to place the door or the stairs where the door is located. The heat pump is also for practical and safety reasons to go in the same place. We cannot put it on the entrance side of the house. It will definitely interfere with my mom's safety. I believe you're familiar with Swan Keys, but from the road, we would have the parking area. She would walk to the main entrance. Most of her living, her activities with walking her dog are going to be on that side. For her to go around the stairs to get to her back deck, having the heat pump there would also be not safe. We can't put it near the water because water often comes over the bulkhead. And as you are, I'm sure, aware, Swan Keys has very limited parking. So we plan to do the whole front as a parking area, and would like to also, in the future, maybe put some storage sheds since mobile homes don't have storage areas. It would not be in the character of the neighborhood in the front driveway either. Most people do have it on that other side. Not created by the applicant. Prior to purchasing this home, last August, the representatives from the manufacturer's rep came to Swan Keys, measured the property. My husband was with the person doing the measurings. They assured us that there was it would fit, absolutely no problem that this house would fit on the property. So we relied on their expertise. We ordered the house. Well, the house showed up, it sat there, now we have a problem. That's why we're here. Altering the characteristic of the neighborhood, it will not alter the characteristic, but I believe it will actually fit in better. On our street, Canvasback, it's one street over, just walking half the street down, I snapped 10 pictures. Most are new homes. And you can clearly see same situation. It's either heat pumps or the stairs, and it's clearly not 5 foot between the property line and that structure. Minimum variance. We want to use as minimum space as required by code. And again, both are for safety, practicality, and efficiency. So there you have it. Hopefully with your approval and with the grace of God, Mom can see her home soon. Thanks. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, I'd love to answer any questions you have.
Questions?
So this home is already there.
It is.
It is.
And you said that the builder told you that the home would fit on this lot?
Assured us.
And used the word compliant.
Compliant.
This would comply with all the Sussex County code, is the word I think they used.
Including the steps and this HVAC?
Yes.
Who is the builder?
Midway Mobile Home Sales.
And you indicated some water does sometimes come over the bulkhead.
Oh yeah,
that's true for all you know, high tide with storm combinations. You'll see that around Swan Keys. It's not unusual.
Have you had discussions with your neighbors on the? I guess it's the north side because the north side is the one that doesn't comply.
Nine. That neighbor is here today. It was well known that my mom had this dream for years to get the house. Didn't keep any secret. People knew that she was planning to get a house. It never came up. I didn't know it was going to be an issue.
Well, we did talk with them, and initially, by the way, we love these ladies. So
we're sitting next to them here.
This isn't going to ruin anything, no matter what you decide, no matter what happens. And initially, she thought it would be okay, but she's changed her mind, and look, she's got information, and she's going to talk. And here's what, you haven't asked me this question, but maybe it's implied. When the people, the manufacturer's rep, husband and wife, they put all their homes in Twin Keys on a place called Shady Park, which is a road away. I think what happened, this, but I don't know this because I haven't talked to them about this, is they looked at where the steps were with the old unit, and the HVAC with the old unit, and the new footprint of the house and the new things we're requesting, the new steps, are smaller. They are, as my wife indicated, I can only speculate that they must have thought either there was a variance granted at some point, I'd never heard that term until recently, or they just made a mistake, some sort, that didn't show up until their contractor began to do that contract work and said, whoa, wait a minute. They checked the record and said, you don't have a variance, and you're probably going to need one. That's the first time we heard it. But they assured us it would be.
That had been after it had been placed?
Oh, yes, after it had been placed and paid for.
Any further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? If you would please come forward,
yeah,
if you'd like to speak.
Thank you. Hi, I am Judith Humphreys. I own the property at 37022 Laws Point Road. My problem
Before we get there, you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And okay. Just to be clear, your property is to the north of this, is that right?
More or less, the one that would be affected by this variance, yes.
Okay. If we're looking at the property, you're to the left.
Yes.
Thank you.
And he's right. They're the sweetest people in the world. Anyhow, I don't like what I am seeing when I look out of the windows on my property at 37022. First of all, I didn't realize the variant said structures. I didn't realize it said that. I was under the impression it would be the steps.
Well, we put structures because what we do is we pin what is there. So the two variances that we have are a 2.9 foot variance from the 5 foot side for the HVAC and a 2.9 foot for the steps and landing to enter the house.
Mm-hmm.
The house does appear to comply with the side yard setback. So it's for those two structures,
okay,
steps and the HVAC. So I don't know if that clarifies it for you, but that's
well, like
that's
I said, I was not aware of that, and I knew the steps were going to be the problem. But my problem is there were three additional feet on the other side of the property where the place could have been moved over and would not have had to even deal with a variance. I do have some pictures that I took too, just to show you the property lines and that, if you're interested.
Just do whatever you like, ma'am.
I also wasn't aware of the fact that Diane and Paul didn't know I was coming tonight. I think they did.
Public hearing, ma'am. Anybody can show up, whether they're here or online. So. Now, ma'am, is your objection to both the stairs and the HVAC, or just the HVAC, or just the stairs?
Well, doesn't look like I can be objective to either one. I mean, Shirley needs steps to come out her door. What I'm worried about is when she gets out those steps, where does she go from there? Because the steps will be heading toward the back of the property, if I am correct.
To the street.
Okay, then I don't understand how that can be.
Ma'am, if you'd like, I have a copy of the survey. I don't know if that would help.
I have a survey.
You do have that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand how the steps can be going to the front of the property when the AC unit is, the hookup is right there as you come out the door heading toward the street.
Well, it appears the HVAC is towards the lagoon side of the steps. So if you were to look at the survey that we have shows the steps projecting towards Laws Point Road,
mm-hmm.
and the HVAC is behind them, and then the lagoon would be to the rear of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So well, that they are not between the steps and the road, the HVAC that
big. Still, I'm a little upset that we had 3 feet. We could have moved that mobile over. My tenant gets to look at whatever winds up there on that side of the property. When I look out my window, because I live across the street, I built the first two-story house in Swan Keys, so I'm hated by a lot of my neighbors. But when I look out my window, I don't like what I'm going to see over there. I feel like it affects the value of my property, and my husband and I are both up in age, so we know soon we will be selling.
Ma'am, how far are your steps from the property line?
What steps? My steps go out the front.
Is this your, I just want to make sure I know what I'm looking at. Is this their property? If you could.
This is across the street.
Oh, these are from the applicant.
I was going to say, where did that come from?
Those were pictures on my street as we were walking back to our house. Just
I got you. They just came down to me late. So. it's been a long night. So it says applicant.
You guys work hard. Oh,
I'm sure Hastings' fault.
Do.
Sorry, I thought they were yours. I apologize. I did not mean to confuse.
The other thing is we had talked about trying to run a fence down, just, you know, for the privacy portion of it, but we can't do it because of the transformer at the back of the property.
You've inherited a cement sidewalk?
Yeah. We discovered that when...
right, when we put the line in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Any further questions for this lady?
So what would, if the board were to, you oppose the variances.
Yes.
So if the board were to deny this, what would you want the outcome to be in that?
What choice do I have? Like I say, I can't run the fence down there to hide, you know, what my tenants would be looking at. to feel like it takes some of their privacy away.
Did the prior steps in HVAC provide any, present any problems like that for you?
Well, they were there before I ever bought that property, so they were already there. Well, except for the AC unit had to be replaced from a storm.
But did those present privacy issues for you?
I didn't know about it until we had it surveyed. I had no idea that the sidewalk was actually mine.
Other questions? Thank you. If you would, let us go. I got to go through a couple more things here. I'll allow you to respond. I'll allow you to respond here in a minute. Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd just like to address one of the questions Judy asked, and that was, couldn't the new unit have been moved 3 foot over closer to the south side? And the reason is that the manufacturer and the surveyor suggested that there's steps on the other side as well. That's the main steps. They're also 3 feet, and they allow for the 5 foot, now I'm using the word, so I'm not, 5 feet setback. So it's 8 feet, 3 feet of stairs. If we move it over, then we'd have been here asking for a variance on the other side, and maybe that neighbor would have. Who also wrote a letter saying, okay, would be here saying, well, maybe not. So we're compliant on three sides, and the issue showed up on the side that had the steps and the sidewalk and the HVAC on our neighbor's property, and nobody understood that.
If it was possible, I would much rather have had it centered like you wanted to.
Yeah.
I wish that instead of 3 foot, they had just divided 3 foot and put it on both sides of the house.
That would have been nice.
I think there would have been variances. Again, you guys know what you're doing, and I'm here for the first time. I think we had variance issues on both sides.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so, but okay.
Because if we're going over 3 feet, if we move it over a foot.
Sir, if you need to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
My understanding is you move it over 1 foot on the south, you're into the 5 foot setback on that side. And we still haven't gotten the extra 1.9 feet that we need on the north side. So then we got variances on both sides.
And honestly, at the time, we had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, we had the surveyor do this up, submitted it.
Worked with the manufacturer.
Didn't seem to be any problem.
I just think what was longstanding was not understood, and we're here.
No further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we.
Did we ask for everybody online first?
Yes,
we did. Okay, sorry.
Move that we approve case number 12592 for Ms. Shirley Rosansky, for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the records made during the public hearings for the following reasons. Property has unique physical conditions. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. And the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification regulation at issue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12592 has been approved.
Thank you.
Board members, should we send a letter to the builder?
Should.
The placer, Mr.
Very
Please.
Good idea.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Additional business?
I don't have any.
I've got one thing. Is it our place to, this is just be quick, is it our place to, request, you were talking about video, submitting video. Is it this board's place to come up with a policy as far as that pertains to that?
I have had some informal discussions with county staff on that, and it is something that we're working on, trying to come up with, I think, some policies on how best to handle that so we don't encounter the issue like we had some time ago. I do understand that some of the technological, there has been some, in that interim, there's been some technological improvements which may help us. But
I just didn't know if it was our place to say, no, it needs to be a certain time limit or something like that.
I think it is something that we need to keep our minds open for potential change to our rules of procedure on how best to address that. I suspect that may be something that council and the commission may also need to look at as well, because I suspect we're probably going to get more of those kinds of things. It's so much easier to do that now, so we need to just be prepared for it. So short answer, it's on our radar, just we're working through it.
Okay.
And I'll keep you posted.
Is that it? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.